This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Fashion is not the only thing that changes radically with the seasons. As the weather begins to warm, our taste for wine steadily warms up to things we might have passed on just a few months prior. More after this. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's GrapeEncounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at GrapeEncounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. From bold for the cold to light for the warm and bright, wine tastes have become more seasonal than ever. In fact, much of our change in preferences seems to happen seamlessly and subconsciously. As Americans become more wine savvy, and as our options increase each year by the hundreds, if not thousands, our spirit of adventure also becomes more daring. That's a very good thing. If you love wine. When you think about it, in general, we do tend to become more daring in the dog days of summer. We venture off to unfamiliar places, feast on foods we would never cook at home, and engage in activities that raise our adrenaline, like jet skiing, zip lining, parasailing, four-wheeling, and so much more. So even those of us who lust over big, dry, tannic, high-alcohol, dark, extracted red wine quickly warm up to more frivolous and fanciful fermented fare. On a hot summer day, something crisp and light can be pure delight. Besides, it's only a temporary departure. Summer never lasts as long as most of us would like it to, and the return of fall and winter finds us migrating back to our comfort zone almost instinctively. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.